Okay.
Do it one more time. So the first. You do this kind of thing. But this one is more connecting. I think I had that kind of feeling with you. I think that's great. The feeling that you have is amazing, you know. It's great. Of course, it's Balkan, you know. We all do that. But this is a different thing that we can learn, you know. It's a different approach to improvisation. That kind of thing. So it's more smooth. Yeah. That's right. So without too many gives of this, you know, and then it sounds a little more. Of course, you can play like that, but I feel like if you are playing Ushak Makam, which you have a great intonation in that too. Great guys. And I think if you play with makam, you want to be a little more sensitive with trills and with how you approach. Mm.
To bring the sound of it.
Yeah, I think so. Unless you're in that rhythmical. Then I can give more of this. But when I make my statement, I would be more gentle, more connecting in a way, you know? Do you want to try?
Sure.
I'll let... Mike.
Mike.
Mike. Yeah, so you go, you make kind of a phrase to go to F. Do you want to try to bend the D a little bit? Mm-hmm. When you do whatever you were doing, it's very good.
Yeah.
Just try to develop and move towards F so you can make your statement. Nice. So try to be more connecting.
Right.
You know? And that kind of. So you have a phrase that goes from one side to another side. Yeah, yeah. It's connecting in a way that is not. I'm gonna play it again. It's gonna be connecting, but it's gonna be connecting in a different way. It has a little, of, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, you know. But it, see, if you exaggerate it, it would be exactly what you sang.
Yeah.
But the I think the mystery is not to exaggerate it, but. I can send the same message to you without exaggerating it.
Fine line?
Yeah, a fine line. It's very important to have the fine line. Because if I exaggerate it, then it's going to sound a lot. Which is going to... It's going to be a different style then.
Oh. Okay.
Of playing, you know? Yeah. Yes, I think that's... Yeah, it's going to be a different style. Anyway, you know, we get it. We know about this. I'm going to tell you now, since we are talking about improvisation, what else can I do? Where I can go from here? And it can make sound, it could be, sound, okay, it could sound fun and good. The first thing that I can do is, if I'm in C, Ushak, I can go to F major. That's very typical. I'm going to go to F with jazz. For example, if I play, if we can do it with the rhythm.
Sure.
Sorry, Marco.
At your service.
Or you can do it with your mouth if you want. Can do the catch. Some kind of thing that I'm going to have, which is. So here there is the rhythm, you have to be with the beat in order to really give that F and everyone to know that you're in F, I think. I think that would help.
Will you expect the entire band, like the mid horns, to go to a big F?
They will go to F, yes. If
like
I do,
like really all the way F.
Yeah.
Okay.
They and no, and they the root is gonna be F then, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can go like, after I make that statement. And they move to F, all of them. But it has to be in downbeat, I think.
Yeah. So, you want to do the downbeat?
I'm going to start the way we were. Hijaz or gypsy mode, whatever, you know, you may know it, right? Right?
Hijaz, yeah.
Everyone's familiar with that, right?
Hijaz, yeah.
We don't have to go through the notes now.
Yeah.
It's called in the classical world.
That's what they call it?
It's called either gypsy mode or Jewish mode.
Yeah.
Right? Has anyone heard about it?
No. Perfect mode, harmonic minor, I would call it, maybe.
Harmonic minor, but the root is not...
It's the fifth mode of it.
Yeah, but it's called, as a mode, it's called,
but no,
gypsy.
Like,
gypsy or, yeah, or Jewish mode.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's Jewish,
Klezmer,
it's like,
right? Klezmer is the Klezmer mode.
But
yeah.
They call it Jewish. It's
Jewish.
Jewish.
Not Klezmer.
Not Klezmer mode.
But you don't use any microtones, it's like straight, like.
Here I don't.
Okay.
I could.
Okay.
I like not.
But
I like, not. Yes, in this video I like to be more. I could if I want to.
Yeah.
So I separate them, like even like if I do, for example, I don't use here, right? And now I... You know, now I'm in that mode, but I can change to, again, without.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pretty basic going from the one you know about these guys, right?
Yeah.
And then I would stop in E flat. I would stop in E flat after playing. Minor, and this is the. I can stay a little bit here with the. This is called the Slavic mode.
Well, Nikris?
Nikris. Sorry. Yeah. They call it, this is the Balkan mode. In the classical hemisphere, yes. Nikris. Everyone knows Nikris, right?
Right.
You guys do that, right? You stay. When you improvise, you stay, right? You guys stay.
Yeah, often time we go and they just do that.
And then of course you go back here. Yeah. So what I did here, I read it from C minor to. So I have to do this so everyone knows that I'm in E flat. Or something like that. That's what I give the A E flat. And then C flat minor. When I give the G. I'm back home because that's an Anton. And then I came to back to C.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Oh, there is another way now. You can go straight. You can go straight from C. Let's say from C minor. We can go to B flat major right away. I can do that too. For example, and I play this with this thing, you know, like, I mean, you know, give a little phrase, but for going to B flat is just giving the B flat straight up in a way, you know, like that. I can go to E flat major right away too, if I want to. Like you, someone asked me when I was doing the
yeah.
When I was doing the thing. I think for E flat major, then I have to give a very good sign to the whoever does the harmony, so you can know that.
Right.
That I'm going
it's a confusing
to
one. Yeah.
I have to do something like that, so they can know. I mean,
what about E flat hit jazz? Can you do that? So it's like sabah.
Then it's sabah. Yes. Then you change the whole. Yes. You can. Of course, you can do that. Yeah. I did a like regular major scale.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But he was asking if you can go to hijaz.
Yeah, I know what he means.
Hijaz off the minor scale.
Yeah, we can do that.
But
of course,
staying
yes.
on C at that point. You mean like not modulating the band? Like yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Paul, do you want to try to improvise?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Because that, I think that way we could, you know, I can give you suggestions.
Small question of clarification: when you went to the B flat major, what kind of scale you will stay?
I would do major.
Full on.
That kind
of major 7.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay,
and sometimes I can do the.
Yeah, kind of video. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I can use that too.
But a big major kind of feel all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, that's all I do. Yeah, I can go to hijaz as well.
Yeah,
I can
from
go
C minor.
From C minor, I can go to B flat hijaz.
It's all about your conviction and the phrasing and the rhythmical stuff, and then you can go with anything.
That's right. But it has to, like, see, like I was playing in C. I have to, like, give some. Like, can I just go to B flat?
Yeah.